several inches. "How long have you been undead, Vindle?" said Doreen with brittle brightness.
"Hardly any time at all," said Windle, relieved at the change of tone. "I must say it's turning out to be different than I imagined."
"You get used to it," said Arthur Winkings, alias Count Not Far Auto, gloomily. "That's the thing about being undead. It's as easy as falling off a cliff. We're all undead here."
Lupine coughed.
"Except Lupine."
"I'm more what you might call honorary undead," said Lupine.
"Him being a werewolf," explained Arthur.
"I thought he was a werewolf as soon as I saw him," said Windle, nodding.
"Every full moon," said Lupine. "Regular."
"You start howling and growing hair," said Windle.
They all shook their heads.
No, said Lupine. "I more sort of stop howling and some of my hair temporarily falls out. It's bloody embarrassing."
"But I thought at the full moon your basic werewolf always..."
"Lupine's problem," said Doreen, "is that he approaches it from the other way. You see?"
"I'm technically a wolf," said Lupine. "Ridiculous, really. Every full moon I turn into a wolf man, and the rest of the time I'm just a wolf."
"Good grief," said Windle. "That must be a terrible problem."
"The trousers are the worst part," said Lupine.
"Oh, are they?"
"Oh, yeah. See, it's all right for human werewolves. They just keep their own clothes on. I mean, they might get a bit ripped, but at least they've got them handy on, right? Whereas if I see the full moon, next minute I'm walking and talking and I'm definitely in big trouble on account of being very deficient in the trousery vicinity. So I have to keep a pair stashed somewhere. Mr. Shoe,
call me Reg,
lets me keep a pair where he works."
"I work at the mortuary on Elm Street," said Mr. Shoe. "I'm not ashamed. It's worth it to save a brother or a sister."
"Sorry," said Windle.
"Save?" "It's me that pins the card on the bottom of the lid," said Mr. Shoe. "You never know. It has to be worth a try."
"Does it often work?" said Windle.
He looked around the room. His tone must have suggested that it was a reasonably large room and had only 8 people in it. 9 if you included the voice from under the chair, which presumably belonged to a person. Doreen and Arthur exchanged glasses.
"It worked for Arthur," said Doreen.
"Excuse me," said Windle. "I couldn't help wondering, are you two vampires, by any chance?"
"That's right," said Arthur. "More's the pity."
"Ah, you should not talk like that," said Doreen haughtily. "You should be proud of your noble lineage."
"Proud?" said Arthur.
"Did you get bitten by a bat or something?"
said Windle quickly, anxious not to be the cause of any family friction.
"No," said Arthur, "by a lawyer. I got this letter, see, with a posh blob of wax on it and everything. Blah, 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 great uncle, blah, 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 only surviving relative, blah, blah, blah. May we be the first to offer our heartiest, blah, blah, blah. 1 minute I'm Arthur Winkings, a coming man in the wholesale fruit and vegetable business. Next minute I find I'm Arthur Count Not Far Auto, owner of 50 acres of cliff face a goated fall off, and the castle that even the cockroaches have abandoned, and an invitation from the burgomaster to drop in down at the village one day and discuss 300 years of back taxes."
"I hate lawyers,"
said the voice from under the chair. It had a sad, hollow sound. Windle tried to move his legs a little closer to his own chair.
"It was quite a good castle," said Doreen.
"A bloody heap of mouldering stone is what it was," said Arthur.
"It had nice views."
"Yeah, through every wall,"
said Arthur, dropping a portcullis into that avenue of conversation.
"I should have known even before we went to look at it. So I turned the carriage around, right? I thought, well, that's 4 days wasted right in the middle of our busy season. I don't think any more about it. Next thing, I wake up in the dark, I'm in a box, I finally find these matches, I light one, there's this card 6 inches from my nose. It said..."
"You don't have to take this lying down,"
said Mr. Shoe proudly.
That was one of my first ones.